From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. New Brazilian President Michel Temer is appealing for unity following a Senate vote to impeach and remove his predecessor, Dilma Rousseff, for violating budgetary rules during her 2014 re-election.
Presente e futuro.
Mr. Temer, in a national address, acknowledged the challenges ahead with recession and political division, but he expressed hope to pass on a country that is reconciled, pacified, and growing. U.S. spokesman John Kirby expressed hope that strong bilateral ties will continue under the new administration.
We're confident that we will continue the strong bilateral relationship that exists between our two countries as the two largest democracies and economies in the hemisphere. Brazil and the United States are committed partners. We cooperate with Brazil to address issues of mutual interest in the 21st century's most pressing global challenges. We plan to continue this very essential collaboration.
Ms. Rousseff called Wednesday's 61-20 Senate vote to remove her a parliamentary coup by an economic elite determined to undo 13 years of social programs that she said lifted millions out of poverty. She maintains her innocence. In Gabon, where incumbent President Ali Bongo was declared winner of Saturday's election, clashes erupted Wednesday in the capital, Libreville, resulting in the parliament building being set afire. The opposition, led by chief rival and veteran African diplomat Jean Ping, insisted it won the election, with both sides claiming fraud.
Bongo Ondimba Ali.
Gabon's interior minister announced the official results. It was a narrow victory, with Mr. Bongo receiving just under 50% of the vote, Ping getting just over 48%. The outcome, which the U.S. and European Union decried as flawed and lacking transparency, extends decades of Bongo family rule. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump delivered a major address on illegal immigration late Wednesday in Arizona. The speech came after he held what was described as straightforward talks in Mexico with President Enrique Peña Nieto, where the flow of illegal immigrants has become a major U.S. campaign issue.
When politicians talk about immigration reform, they usually mean the following: amnesty, open borders, lower wages. Immigration reform should mean something else entirely. It should mean improvements to our laws and policies to make life better for American citizens.
Earlier at a Mexico City news conference, Trump said he loves the U.S. and wants to make sure the American people are protected. He said the issue involves jobs and crime. The first regular U.S. commercial flight to Cuba in more than a half a century landed Wednesday in the central city of Santa Clara. The JetBlue Flight 386 left Fort Lauderdale, Florida, around 1400 Universal Time Wednesday, with 150 people on board, including U.S. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox.
It's a huge moment. So many families. I was just meeting with some of the passengers on the plane. One gentleman had been born here, hadn't been back for 60 years, and he's reconnecting with his family, and it's just amazing to see.
The two nations agreed back in January to resume flights following the normalization of ties nearly 2 years ago. The World Health Organization said yellow fever outbreak in Africa is serious but does not warrant the title of international health emergency. Olawalia Tamori is the WHO's International Health Regulations Committee chairman.
Although the yellow fever situation is improving, the committee agreed that this event continues to be serious and requires sustained control measures. But again, stress does not constitute a public health emergency of international concern at this time.
Since first identified in Angola last December, yellow fever has spread to the Democratic Republic of Congo, claiming hundreds of lives. The head of Libya's new unity government, Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj, Wednesday visited the embattled coastal city of Sirte, where loyalist fighters trapped Islamic State defenders in their last holdout. He hailed what he called the bravery of our heroes, calling the advance against Islamic State unprecedented. The offensive was launched 3 months ago and has cost hundreds of loyalist fighters' lives. The flow of migrants to Europe from North Africa continues unabated, fueled by good weather and calm seas. In just 4 days, the Italian Coast Guard and other European vessels have pulled 13,000 migrants from overcrowded wooden boats and rubber dinghies off the Libyan coast. Some 1,800 rescued in 12 operations in Wednesday alone. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.